The starting point to peace in your life is understanding the causes of conflict. Now, there are many reasons, but there are two big ones. The first is our natural self-centeredness. When I want everything my way and you want it your way, then my agenda clashes with yours. And if neither of us is willing to compromise out of love, sparks fly. This scenario plays out millions of times a day in relationships. Even when you love someone, it doesn't mean you're going to agree on everything. Kay and I learned that on our honeymoon. So the very first Bible verse we memorized together as newlyweds was Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride cometh contention. We needed that verse a lot. A second common but less understood cause of conflict is expecting others to meet needs in our lives that only God can meet. We make demands of others instead of looking to God. So many people get married with unrealistic expectations and then divorce for the same reason. No human being can fully meet all your needs. That's a job for God. So instead of complaining and blaming other people for your unmet needs, the Bible recommends asking God instead. The Bible says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and you covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God." You see, if you prayed as much as you complain and quarrel, you'd have a lot less to argue about and much more peace of mind. Years ago, a friend invited me to attend a stress management seminar with him. One of the suggestions the instructor gave for stress relief was unload your stress by telling it to an unconditional listener. And then he quickly added, and the best way to do this is to talk to your pet. I just sat there amazed that people were actually paying to hear somebody suggest that they should have a heart-to-heart with their hamster. Now, pets are great, don't get me wrong, but they can't help you resolve the conflicts in your life that are the roots of your stress. The Apostle Paul in the Bible had a much better idea. He said, "Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. And God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The reality is there will never be peace in the world until there's peace within nations. And there will never be peace in our nation until there's peace in our communities. There won't be any peace in our communities until there's peace in our families. And there won't be any peace in our families until there's peace in our individual lives. And that won't happen until the Prince of Peace reigns in our hearts. Jesus came at Christmas to bring us three kinds of peace. Peace with God, the peace of God, and peace with others.